Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Probably wondering why we're playing this song here on Kaya Biz, right? Because you thought business is boring? Certainly not. Not when you're driving around in your Gusheshe or any other car. But that's a song that's been made popular by Casper Nyovest. And you might be wondering why we're playing this. Well, I have a question for you. You're probably listening to us sitting in your car right now. And if you think back to when you purchased your vehicle, either in the past or you might be in the market now, when you're looking to buy a car, where's the first place you go? Independent dealers, the original manufacturer of the vehicle, or do you go to the likes of We Buy Cars, Auto Trader, and a few other players in the industry? Share your voice notes with us on 063-688-0959, because in a moment we're going to get some clarity as to what is happening to the independent car dealers market in South Africa. There's been some interesting shifts given the growth of bigger partners and players in the industry. But also, if you do recall the figures that we've shared with you here regarding new and pre-owned vehicle sales in South Africa, they have been diminishing from a brand new perspective. So, to help us unpack the themes around vehicle sales and how that influences the independent car dealers, we joined on the line by Thembi Nkosi Phantsi, National Automobile Dealers Association Vice Chairperson. TP, such a pleasure to have you on the show again, sir. It's been a while.
It's been a minute, Cooks. Great to be in the show. Thank you so much. Good to hear from you again.
Lovely to speak to you. We played a song to build up the energy, and the truth is we're not advocating for any brand, but we do want clarity on whether brands do play an influence on where individuals buy their cars. And maybe let's just start there. The vehicle market over the last few years, and even the last time we spoke, has really been under significant pressure. Have things begun to shift since the beginning of 2025?
Yeah, no, thanks, Books. Great to be on the show again. Amazing show as always. You've summed it up quite well that the vehicle sales has not been great in the last couple of years. However, what we've seen of late, if you look at the numbers for the month of May, new vehicle sales were up by 22% in retail, which is very, very much welcome and quite a huge relief for the automotive sector. And that posed then a question as to say what is happening in the market and where the market is heading. What's happening with the players in the market? So yes, the numbers have been going down, but we've seen some steady improvement. As I've always said in your show, that the automotive sector is one of the most resilient industries in the country, with the great entrepreneurs and great business people that can be able to manage things in tough economic times like the one that we're facing.
100%. Let's talk about how these vehicle sales trends are influencing the industry. And this is essentially the body that you represent as the National Automobile Dealers Association. The individuals who come together, open up their dealerships, and of course, sell vehicles to us as South African consumers. What trend are we seeing when it comes to independent players and their performance?
Yeah, no, great. I'm one of those independent dealers, with our business, with Avari Cars. And what we've seen from another perspective is that, the so-called smaller independent dealers, they are feeling the pinch, and also they are under severe pressure in terms of the margin squeeze that we're seeing in the industry. And also customers' footfall is not at the level we would like them to be. And overheads remains high. So it is a tough climate condition. And the economy that is not growing, it is making life even more difficult for the independent dealers. You must understand that the independent dealers, unlike your larger dealer groups, don't have certain benefits that your larger dealer groups have in terms of reserves, in terms of being listed on the JSE, and also some cushion in terms of funding that they get. Mm-hmm. So cash flow is critically important for the independent dealers. So yes, the tough market condition have really put strain on these independent dealers. So it's not easy.
Got you. And I can imagine for independent dealers, buying a car in South Africa has typically been an experiential environment, right? Where you walk into the dealership, you touch, you feel the car, you sit inside the model, you smell the fresh leather seats, and get to experience it and have a one-on-one interaction with the sales representative. But the world has certainly shifted if we think about the likes of Auto Trader and We Buy Cars, who recently listed on the JSE. Are these competitors playing any influence on the performance of independent car dealers?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt about it. As you've said, you know, people no longer walk willy-nilly into the dealership these days. What we've picked up from NADA and also from me personally as an independent dealer is that customers or consumers, they start to do their research online before they get into our dealerships, and they're well informed and they know exactly what they're looking for. Some of them don't even come to the dealership. They
build
will
the car
do the transaction. Yeah, build a car online and put their orders online, engage with you online, do the transaction online, and you'll only see that the customer when you go and deliver the vehicle is either at their offices or at home. So the way of doing business have really shifted, and it's encouraging to see the players, the independent players in NADA members shifting their businesses and also focusing more on the online and technology driven sort of solutions to drive their businesses, simply because, as you've mentioned, the other players who have deeper pockets, they've went aggressively hard on technology, mm-hmm. As well as the, I'll call it e-buying of cars, which is buying cars online.
Got you. I was driving on Grayston Road earlier today, and it took me aback when I saw the JWM Motors and Haval dealership, because I sat and I thought, isn't this interesting? Before, you would see this perhaps in a smaller town, and here it is in the richest square mile of South Africa. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, it's directly next to Land Rover Jaguar. And I sat there and thought, this certainly tells us something about the competitive landscape. So essentially, my question is, the Chinese auto manufacturers, how much of a threat and how competitive have they become in the South African market?
I need more time for your interview. the Chinese brands have really, really shaken up the local market. I mean, for consumers, you know, they offer excellent, excellent value proposition, and that's hard to ignore. I mean, you've just mentioned now, you know, you've seen these two Chinese brands right next to one of the high premium quality vehicles you can get, and in the heart of the economic hub of South Africa. So yes, definitely the Chinese have come strong. But I think for dealers, especially the independent, it's a mixed bag, you know. At one hand, they are adding pressure to already thin margins, all right, because of the value that they bring in for vehicles. On the other hand, some of these new entrants are looking to work with smaller independent dealers. Again, I'll always make reference to myself because I know I've engaged with them. Yes. They're also more open to models like your multi-franchising, which meaning that you're bringing multiple brands in under one roof, as you've seen with that particular one next in Grayston Drive. So yeah, the Chinese have really, really disrupted the market. It's good for the consumers. And it's also, in terms of the offering, it's also good for the independent players and other dealer groups to diversify their businesses and look at other alternatives to drive revenue. So, yes, the Chinese have really shaken up the local market.
Sure. TP, this is a lot of pressure and calls for innovation, strategic thinking, and being defensive in your industry as an independent player. So how are you responding as NADA and many other peers that fall under the independent car dealers?
Yeah, look, I think it's an exciting time. I've said that in one of the exo meetings that we had at NADA, that this is an exciting time, because it gives, you know, the dealers and our dealer partners room to be innovative, number one. And number two, it stretches, you know, our capabilities in terms of turning, you know, things around and not doing business as usual, but to look into the future. We are currently, our partners are currently building what you call dealers of the future with all the innovatives that are happening. And don't be surprised in the near future when you see some different form of delivering of a car. Oh. You might see some vending machines somewhere whereby you have to go and pick up your car for deliveries. I'm serious.
How will this work?
That's the kind of exciting times that we're facing. That's innovation and that's technology. We've seen these things happening in the UK. whereby you know there's a big company there, and basically it's like a vending machine. You go when you go and take your delivery,
wow.
you use a coin to open a delivery bay, and the car comes out of the lift, and there you are. There's
My
no one in that
goodness.
Showroom when you come to take delivery. You just use a token to open it. So those are kind of stuff that I wouldn't rule out in terms of innovation that might come in the future for the dealer of the future in South Africa.
I'm a South African here, TP, and you know our complaint is going to be job cuts. So how do we make sure that we remain competitive, especially with our labor force?
The jobs will always be there. We all know that the automotive sector is contributing almost 6% to the country's GDP. So there's no way that, you know, all the jobs will be clear out. But what is important and what we need to do as South Africans is to start skilling ourselves in different aspects of the economy, be it more technology, be it more creativity. We have to skill ourselves because we have to move with times, unfortunately. I mean, the EV cars are here. Your energy vehicles are here. So you don't need technicians, mechanics for those vehicles because they don't have engines. But then you'll need someone with the technology and electric background to be able to work on the cars. So opportunities will always be there, but we just need to change the way we do things.
Got you. Such a valuable point that you're highlighting there, TP, and some amazing innovation. But yeah, vending machines for cars, I can't wait. I think I'm too scared though. I still want the experience.
No, don't be. It's going to be fascinating.
I can imagine. TP, such a pleasure speaking to you as always. Really appreciate the insight you've shared with us, and we'll be sure to touch base again soon.
Thanks, folks. Much appreciated as always. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Thembi Nkosi Phantsi, the Vice Chairperson of the National Automobile Dealers Association. As you've heard, giving us a very clear update on what we see in terms of vehicle buying trends in South Africa, and that essentially most South Africans just prefer buying their vehicles online. Build the car. We do our research. By the time you walk into the dealership, you aren't starting from zero base. You've actually done your research. You know the kind of spec you're looking for. You're fully aware of the price range. And as we've heard as well, the Chinese automotive manufacturers are competitive, really taking up space within the local environment. But essentially, the winner at the end, you and I. Because we essentially will have more options as to where we buy our vehicles. I asked you a question earlier on. When you are looking to buy a car, even the one that you're currently driving in right now, listening to me on the show, where is the first place that you go to? Do you go to the likes of online retailers, the likes of We Buy Cars, Auto and Auto Trader, or even going to the direct dealer and manufacturer of that vehicle? Or do you go to independent dealers who sell a wide array and variety of vehicles there? Share your thoughts with us on 063-688-0959. That's exactly what Nduduzo did.
Good evening, Gugu.
Hello, hello.
I'm honestly looking for a car myself. My car has been, it's almost on 200,000 Ks. But where I go to the franchises, the dealerships for what? A brand new car. Why? Because the interest rates are a little better. And they are a little flexible with their prices as opposed to the secondhand shops and all those other shops. So me looking for a car, I go straight to the franchise.
Got you. Nduduzo, thank you so much for your voice note. How interesting, right?
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.